Welcome to the Talent Talk Show on Savon Aallot. This show brings you inspiring stories in current topics from professionals and students in North Savo with a special focus in internationalism. Today we are joined by Noori Sehar Bhatt, president of the International Kuopio Student Committee and a master student in public health at the University of Eastern Finland. Was that right, Noori?
Yeah. That's right, but just a little correction about the, it's Kuopio International Student Council, and we go by the name of KISC over the social media, in Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, so yeah, that's us.
Thank you for correcting me. But let's start about your background. Where are you from, originally?
Okay, so originally I am from Pakistan, and it's now in year, just a year for me to move to, when I have moved to Kuopio. If I talk about my studies, that I used to be a pharmacist back there in Pakistan, and I was working in healthcare sector in different hospitals as an audit officer. And I used to work with the, you know, policies and management and stuff. And I think that's how I transferred my administrative skills over here. But so far, I've been there with different non-governmental organization as well. So it was pretty common for us back there in Pakistan to get involved into community-based initiatives. So yeah, that's a little introduction for me. And then I moved to Kuopio just back in 2024 in August. And currently I'm doing my, that what you said, I'm doing my master's in public health. Yeah.
Yeah, you have been in Kuopio now about 1 year.
Yeah.
What brought you in Kuopio? How did you find a little town in Finland, Kuopio?
Okay, that's an interesting thing, because I always wanted to have my master's in public health, because what I feel is that when I was doing my job back there in Pakistan, and I used to work there as a professional, in the field, and then where I came to realize that, okay, there are so many things that you can do, and I always wanted to get to know about, you know, close to like WHO, like the biggest, the forefathers of every in the health industry. So, and I was like, okay, so which country in Europe is offering, scholarships, first of all, and also the English programs in the same degree. And it was amazing to see that, Finland was the one which is offering such a great opportunities for the students in terms of like, there's like two programs in Finland, in all over Finland, who offers the same thing. And that's, one is like in Tampere and one is like Eastern UEF. So basically, yeah, so that was my decision. And, you know, when I got to know about the, and most important thing was the track, the official courses that the university was offering, which make, which piqued my interest. Okay, there's something like different over here because of some track that's like patient safety. So I was very interested. Okay, yeah, this is something I would definitely go for. And of course, though, yeah, that's the story.
Did you know of Finland or Kuopio before?
I have just known about, like, Finland is the happiest country in the world. That's what I've always get to know about this thing. But other than that, no. But the thing is, I do have my family over here. My sister, she came a year ago from before me. So she was telling all the stories about what Finland has to offer to students, not only to students, but also to their international residents living here. And this was very encouraging for me to apply and, you know, get here. So
have you been settled in Kuopio?
I have so far I have settled like pretty quickly, because I always says that it feels like I'm always home. That's a very big comment when I have to make, because when you meet people and the way that they give respect to you, that when they listen to you, whatever you have to say about, and, you know, I always feel like, I was I have to, like, you know, I was have to born here because all my qualities, like, which matches up in because I drink like black coffee without milk and sugar. So so this is like kind of my, you know, but other than that, it's a pretty good journey, I must say, because there are always, there is like some bad time in terms of like when there's like a cultural shock for me. At first when I came here, but later I tried to manage, and yes, so far it's going very great.
So you mentioned that cultural shock. What was the biggest cultural shock?
Okay, so the biggest cultural, I would say like the biggest cultural shock was like how disciplined like the Finns are. And it was like, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, which I admire about the locals, especially the Finland, how they value their your time, your efforts to what you are putting. And that's what was the my biggest shock was like, you like the time management. So yeah.
So you are listening Talent Talk Radio show, and we have joined by Noor Isehar, but from Pakistan, and now you have been in about a year in Finland and Kuopio, and you're a president council,
yeah,
with the international student. What is that council?
Okay, so first, I would like to mention city of Kuopio for this effort, because it was their idea that they proposed back in last year in December, and I must say that it was the initiative of the city of Kuopio that they want to support international students here in Kuopio, and they want to they are trying to help integrate them in the life of in the city here, because as far as the, you know, if I talk about the figures, around every year around like 1500 students came to Kuopio, and this is like a huge, pretty huge amount, in because at the end of the day, when you have such good numbers, it brings a lot of things to the city itself. So that was the thing. The idea was that to help integrate international, what are their problems, what are the issues they are facing, and we, that, you know, they just need a voice. So we are here to amplify that voice, and also get to, you know, try to resolve some issues which we face. So in, and also build a society. As a society, we build, you know, a more inclusive one, a more inclusive community. Yeah, that's the main plan.
What are the biggest issues? What you are international student in Kuopio?
Okay, so the first issue which you ever get to discuss from any international is about you know, having a job here. If you are financially secured, then there comes the rest issue, because if you don't have anything in your stomach to fill it up, so there, you know, there becomes, you know, some uneasement, you know, and it comes, and which brings a lot of other you could say problems. But the first thing that that the issue that every international face here is about the employment, and yeah, and if we also talk about the there's another issue that is being going on, is it the loneliness, or how you build as a society, how you treat, how being you are just confined to one community, which I believe is a little thing that we don't talk about much, but this kind of issue still exists there, because some people are not being able to ask about the help, what they are going through, so they want so what we were trying to do is to help them in terms of better providing them a kind of a sense of belonging here, so they can come up with like, for example, if the international students come here, like for example here in Kuopio, the next thing they would see is like the housing issue, which is pretty common when there's like saturation out there in either in the student housing like Kupas and Tecmam. So these are the kind of issues we face, so as an international students. And of course the most important thing is they are not being you know, having quite some time with the local ones. So I would say that's the best thing, that because we are here in a different land, so in order to get know about what is like Kuopio, what is their history. And it's all when we integrate with the locals here, that's what we are missing. And that is also one of the biggest challenge for an international students here. So, yeah.
And then the positive things about being an international student in Kuopio.
So that's a very interesting question, because when an international people come here, so he brings a lot of positive attitude towards life because he is about to start his life from a scratch. So they bring a lot of cultural, you could say, innovation and ideas and creativity into the stuff. So, and of course, when they come, it not only, you could say, improve this quality of life for the city, but it's also gonna inject some, from an economical point of view, it's also gonna inject some money into the Finnish economy as well. So yeah, and this was the news that I read about, like the last year in 2024, 5 billion euros was injected into the Finnish economy due to international students. So yeah, it's a huge number. So this is also a pretty positive point of being here, that you get to work with the locals, you understand, you get a new exposure to the life. So yeah.
Here in Finland, we talk about very much about racism. Have you felt any racism here in Kuopio? What do you think about?
If I have to be honest, racism exists everywhere, and it's about how you see through the life and what lens you are using to see. Because if you are so confined to your own thoughts, so you would see racism everywhere. There are always some incidents which happen not only with me, but maybe with my other fellows as well. But the thing is, you have, being an international, you have to accept that there are some events that's going to happen, but it doesn't defines you or any, I would say, or any community, that it's their behavior. So I would say that it's how you see the world.
Yes, now you are listening to Talent Talk Radio. So from Savon Aalto, we have guest Noor Sihar, but you are a student in Eastern University here in Kuopio. Yeah. What are you thinking about your future? Have you any dreams?
Okay, so if I talk about my dreams, yes, I have some pretty good plans, like in terms of that I love, like what North Savo Wellbeing Services are doing, and there are some, because I have a medical background, and how because they're still trying to improve the system, healthcare system, and I wanted to be the part of one day, that's what I have a dream, that I want to be the part of that system one day, and being able to contribute my innovation or maybe my experience, or get to learn something from them as well, especially in the area of patient safety or the clinical audits. Because in January 2024, since with the the changes in the municipality structure, so there is also some changes in the well-being services power, and how they employ their rights, and how what they are trying to do. So I think that was this change was particularly very good, because this gives them a kind of more opportunity to bring some changes into the healthcare system. So yeah, I basically want to work with them, so and see how I can refine myself, and as well as get to know about the Finnish healthcare system.
And now, have you been live in Kuopio about 1 year? What advice would you give new international students arriving in Kuopio?
So this is the only advice that I would give, like step out of your comfort zone. You will find a lot of things that are going to happen, but you just have to first accept the change, and then you have to drive the change for yourself, because I understand that what you guys are going through, either if they're like you have are having t- any tough times, remember that you are not always not alone. There's always someone who's be there for you, and there are lots of services in the city itself which you can find yourself, either if you financially first for yourself, socially, and if you want to do some creativity, there's like if you want to be an entrepreneur, there's lots of things that you can do, and Finland is providing those opportunities to you, but it's just you have to step out and be, you know, be in and try to be open.
You are president of the International Kuopio Student Council, and if there are some international students who wants to some help, how they get in the council or help from you?
Okay, so there is a Facebook page as well, where we have a Facebook page, Instagram, and of course there's LinkedIn. So we have some forms over there. We have a WhatsApp community as well, where you can come and anyone can message, or either you can also see from me that I have in the WhatsApp group being an admin, so you can just also text me. So I am always open, and you will all and if you ever see me on the street, just give them me say, "Moi. How are you? I just want to get to know about you and your and the organization," and everyone is always welcome. Yeah.
Thank you visiting in Talent Talk Show, Nord Isehar, but and have a nice time here in Kuopio, and good autumn to you.
Thank you so much. Same here.